We began yesterday discussing Pirkei Avos, specifically through the commentary of the Medrash Shmuel, Rav Shmuel Dai Uzida, who was a rabbi in Sfat in the 16th century, the 1500s, which was a particularly auspicious time to be a rabbi. He was surrounded by the Shulchan Aruch, the Arizal, and Rav Chaim Vital. You sit in that room, right? You sit in the Beis Medrash that they were all studying. You see in one corner there's a rabbi and chavrusa with an angel. In another corner there's the Arizal. And there's all, you know, it's an incredibly mystical time. And this is the guy who wrote the commentary on Pirkei Avos for that generation. So one of the reasons why I chose to learn him, besides for it being a very fascinating commentary, is because this is the ethical voice of his generation. So much so that legend has it was as all these people were sitting in the Beis Medrash, doing what they were doing, whether it was Kabbalah or something Kabbalistic, or if they were writing the Shulchan Aruch, or they having chavrusa with an angel, with a malach, it was this rabbi, the Medrash Shmuel, who had a halo hanging over his head. He was the one who glowed in the room. That was the legend. So we began yesterday by saying, by explaining why, his first reason why Pirkei Avos is indeed called by the name Avos. The second and third reason is as follows. He suggests two related ideas. Number one, that the midos that are presented in Pirkei Avos, the ideas, the morals, and the values that are presented in Pirkei Avos, are really the source material for every other tochacha, every other musar, every other midah. Right? Every other book that you read that is instructive in terms of how we're supposed to act finds its source material in Pirkei Avos, and therefore Pirkei Avos is like the Av Melachas, right? It's like the source of all the midos. And then you have the other books, which are the Tolados. That's number one. That's perhaps why it's called Avos. Reason number two as to why it's called Avos is perhaps because of the influence it has upon us. He directs us to look at Shlomo HaMelech. When Shlomo HaMelech is giving us a lesson, right, when he's teaching us about Midos, how we're supposed to act, the values we're supposed to have, he often refers to the reader as Bini, as my son. The Midrash Shmuel wants to conclude from there, but that someone who has such a great influence on the way we act, who has such a profound impact on our values and our morals, once they've had that impact, the relationship transforms into one of an av and a ben, a father and a child. Therefore, all those rabbis in Pirkei Avos who teach us all the values and the morals that they teach us, once we learn them, become our av, become the avos to us, and we have the great fortune to be the banim. That is why, according to Rabbi Dai Uzida, Pirkei Avos is called such. Tomorrow, we will begin the first chapter, the first couple of Mishnayos, to understand what they're all about. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Amar Ratzah, Kodesh Baruch, Nizak Yisrael. Fichach Hibar Lehem, Torah Mitzvah, Shalem, Adonai Chafetz, Manzichoy, Yagdil, Terav Yadir.